What's the craziest job interview you've been a part of, you've been on, you've had? Maybe it wasn't going on a Zoom call with an eggs and toast filter on your face.
Hi, Julia. Nice to meet you. I'm not sure if you know, but there's a bit of animation on your face.
Yeah.
It's a bit of animation on your face.
Right, right. But
it's a bit of eggs and toast.
Terry said, I interviewed with a small company owned by a husband and wife. They conducted the interview together, kept talking about how much of a family they wanted the company to be. Then they said they really liked me, felt like the daughter they never had, lots of compliments, et cetera, et cetera. They were all like, it's certain we're going to hire you. We love you so much. We don't really care to see other people. You're perfect.
Wow.
A few days later, they sent me a text to say that they had hired someone else. The text read like a breakup, honestly.
Oh, my gosh. Sorry, we're kicking you out of the family.
It's not you. It's us.
Oh, wow. That is unfortunate.
That's
what
rough.
What a bait and switch.
That's rough, right?
Oh, Sam said I had one interview where they didn't inform me that all the other candidates were also going to be on the call. It was like a reality show, two managers versus nine candidates fighting for the next round.
Wow.
There were some polls and some questions and even a task where everyone picked an image and explained why they picked it. It was the weirdest, so full of cringe moments, I didn't get the job.
Oh my gosh. That reminds me, I once applied for a job a long, long time ago up in Indianapolis, and it was when I was working in a different city. And I went, it was like a game show.
Really?
You know, sent the audition to the station. I got back a, congratulations, you have made it into the top 50. It was like being on American Idol or on The Voice or something like that. And so I was like, oh, great. And so they're like, please do this now. And I was like, okay, I'll do this. And then, you know, a week goes by. Congratulations, you've made it to the top 20. I'm like,
wow.
I'm like, this is great. All
right. Moving on to the big prize.
I'm like, all right, great. What's next? Okay, all we need from you now is to do this. I'm like, okay, all right. So I do this. Yeah, a couple weeks later, congratulations, you've made it to the top 10. I'm like, wow.
Oh, wow. That's
top
a lot of
10.
Tears. That's a lot of tears to move through. Sure, yes.
Yeah, Kelly, you're telling me
all before you talk to anybody.
Hook, line, and sinker. I'm
yes.
all in. I'm like, yes,
yes.
Get me to
yes.
the final round. Come on.
Absolutely.
And so then we need this. Answer this questionnaire. All right. I guess I'll answer this questionnaire.
Okay. All right.
About a week later. Congratulations. You've made it to the top five. I'm like,
you
wow.
made it to the top five.
Top five.
Yes! I'm almost there.
I'm almost there.
Top of the job mountain.
Show me the money.
You're going to be like a manager at this point, aren't you?
And so then, again, you know, do this. And I'm like, okay, I haven't even had a phone call.
I was going to say, what all did they need you to do?
Right. I haven't even had a phone call up to this point. Then do what I need to do. Send it. A few days later, congratulations. You've made it to the top three. I'm like,
oh my Lord,
wow!
I'm out.
I'm like, okay, let's do this.
Over what course of time is this happening?
This is like over a month.
Oh my gosh.
Over a month.
All right.
Maybe 6 weeks. And then.
That's a long time.
And then I get a, I'm sorry, we went with someone else.
Oh my God.
I'm like,
oh, wow.
Wait, what just happened?
15
oh
levels
my
of
gosh.
Hoops only to get a sorry and you never got to talk to anybody?
Yeah, and I got the form letter back that was like, thank you so much for your interest in this position.
Oh.
So anyways.
Wow.
Kyle said at an interview many years ago, we somehow got into talking about Eminem, one of my favorite artists at the time. The CEO, who was also in the interview, asked me to rap some of his songs.
I'm sorry, back the truck up. What is happening right now? We're rapping Eminem in a job interview?
The CEO asked him, oh, you like Eminem, do you? How much do you like Eminem? Why don't you rap some Eminem?
Go around the outside, round the outside, round the outside.
And so Kyle said, I said, I don't know how to rap. He egged me on.
Oh my gosh.
I said, no, thank you.
can we get back to talking about the job?
Right, right. And he said, this grown adult man then slumped in his seat and pouted and said nothing for the rest of the interview, which ended shortly after. I stood up for them to lead me out. Nobody shook my hand.
Oh my gosh!
I did not reach out after that interview.
What is happening? What in the world kind of place was that? It's like, are you interviewing Eminem's assistant?
Knees weak, arms sweaty, there's vomit on my sweater already. I don't know. Mom's spaghetti? What do you want? What do you want?
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Well, I would have asked, all right, well, can I pull up one of the tracks? I'll rap with him.
What's the craziest job interview you've been a part of? We'll do a couple more here.
Pete, I was interviewing for this company, and for the interview, two sales managers decided to take me to a bar and start drinking. LOL. Plus, one guy was talking about how hot his girlfriend was.
Ah!
What is that? What are these jobs?
Oh, shoot. And then finally, Gina said, he started the interview by, I hate it here. This interview will be 20 minutes instead of the 45 minutes.
Oh. Okay.
And we managed to finish it in less than that. Needless to say, I didn't work for that company.
It's almost as if like he's interviewing to replace himself.
Right, right. The hiring manager's like, you don't want to work here.
Because I don't want to work here.
You don't want to work here
anymore.
Trust me, you don't want to work here.
Wow.
All right, those are good stories. I like that. My favorite. Hey, wrap some M&M for me.
Like, what? I wasn't prepared to perform.
Right, exactly.